It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings, that's Strava with My Life as well as MT on this one. We are joined by a board member of CISOS, Marvin Dorosami, who's the regional ombud from Mpumalanga KZN as well as the Free State. Welcome to Rise FM.
Thank you very much. Excited to be here.
Why was it so necessary for the establishment of CISOS to have an office in Mpumalanga?
CISOS as a regulator and service cannot be centrally based where we need to meet the needs of our stakeholders. We determined that we need to be decentralized in order to ensure that our service delivery is where the people are.
Yeah.
So we've opened satellite offices so that we can engage with people, allow them to see, because, you know, despite us moving into a digital age, we have people out there who want to walk into an office or want to have face-to-face conciliations and adjudications.
Mm-hmm.
And we've determined that that's a need. We call them transactional sites, but they do walk in and they're able to engage with us. We'll have the appropriate staff there so that we could talk to people and be able to resolve their issues.
Yeah.
There are many, many challenges that community schemes face. There are sectional titles, homeowners associations, share blocks, and even schemes for retired persons.
Mm-hmm. And, I mean, with that being said, what would then be the desired outcome, especially for CISOS?
So one of our impact statements is that we must ensure a regulated, transformed, governed, and harmonious community scheme. That's a sector. And you can imagine it's quite large.
Yeah.
Cities are being built. People are moving into complexes, which is that what is commonly known as.
Mm-hmm.
And there are challenges there. So we want to ensure that they live in harmony.
Mm.
We want to provide services to them. There is a little community within that complex. They live there on a daily basis. They have issues.
Yeah.
And they need to be governed. So we need them to comply with the law, provide their governance documents to us so that we could guide them, we could regulate them. And then also we have a dispute service. So in the sense that we are like a court for that community scheme, for all community schemes, so that they come to us for their disputes, and it is free.
So, I mean, you guys must have a bit of concerns, and I think we should speak about this, especially for the people that are listening, you know, concerns that you don't have a permanent CEO right now. Is there something that would affect the performance of the organization, and why the delay in the appointment?
So, yes, it's been that case from April this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a wonderful leader in Thembelihle Mbata, our acting chief ombud. We have a very capable team and effective leadership from the executives, as well as a board that guides and directs our work. And we are able to deliver. So we are doing much more as well. We know where we need to meet our targets. We know where we need to perform.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing so. And it would be ideal, of course, to have a CEO appointed in due course so that
Absolutely.
We could all collaborate and come together effectively as a leadership and run the organization.
Let's talk about some of the short-term and long-term priority areas set for the organization.
I think that we want to grasp the full extent of our universe.
Mm-hmm.
That's the community schemes throughout the country.
Yes.
So somewhat over 70,000. And we know that the issues that people face nationally are also the challenges that are faced here in the province.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be able to understand those needs. We have the support mechanism for them. We just want them to rely on us.
Mm-hmm.
We want them to acknowledge CISOS, comply with the Act and the registration requirements, and be able to receive the services from us.
And with that being said, let's talk about your main stakeholders, future stakeholders as well, that would benefit from the services of the CISOS.
Oh, there are many, many stakeholders. And in the complex or in a community scheme, you have the unit owners. And with unit owners, you have potential unit owners who are leaving as well, as well as occupiers or tenants who live into it, investors who have bought properties, managing agents, trustees, the chairpersons, as well as HOAs, which is homeowners and property associations. There you have directors, yeah. You have estates that are being run and managed by employees, estate managers, and there's quite a number of them in this particular province. Yeah. So we were able to ensure that those are the people that can come to CSOS and benefit from our services.
Mr. Dorosami, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for the opportunity.
That's Rise FM.